Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Charles B. Blazer, and joining me today is Mohammed Al-Qasim, the Media Line's Middle East Bureau Chief, who is in Bahrain covering the U.S.-sponsored economic workshop at which the White House plans to divulge further information regarding its Israeli-Palestinian peace proposal. Mohammed, can you give us a little bit of an idea of what the atmosphere is? Is it one of enthusiasm, pessimism, or even apathy?
Well, it depends, Charles, who's talking and who you're posing this question to. If it's the U.S. administration and the Bahrainis, I think you will get an optimistic reaction, saying that they were able to bring a number of ministers, not only from the Gulf area, but also the Arab world, as well as internationally. If you are speaking to the Palestinians, they're not very optimistic, and they are, in fact, unhappy with those who are attending, and the Palestinians back in the Palestinian territories, whether in the West Bank or the Gaza Strip, have been protesting since yesterday. So it depends. And some are not really optimistic based on the level of attendance and the level of delegations coming from those who have committed to this conference. The Jordanians have sent a deputy finance minister. The Egyptians have done the same thing. The Saudis, their delegation is led by Finance Minister Mohammed Al-Jaddan and includes the governor of Sovereign Wealth Fund, Public Investment Fund. That's according to the Saudis. So that doesn't vote well for making maybe major decisions in this conference.
There is no formal Israeli or Palestinian political representation at the conference. How are people viewing that, given the fact that this is aimed towards eventually solving the conflict between the two parties?
The Palestinians say that speaking on the economic part of this conflict before finalizing and finding a final resolution to the political aspect of it is not the way forward. Neither the Palestinians nor the Israelis are attending this conference, which makes it really weird to have a conference about one of the most controversial or the longest running conflict in the world. And neither side is attending. So if neither side is here to take part in this conference, say how good is this conference is going to be and what kind of results are coming out of it. Now, the Palestinians say this amount, the $50 billion, is a joke, that they and they also say that they've been promised billions of dollars in the past to the Palestinian economy, and very little of it has ever been delivered. And they don't think that this is a high number to persuade them to even get into, getting them to talk about this conference or taking part of this conference. Now, I also spoke to some Jordanian officials and analysts who said that whatever is promised out of this $50 billion to the Palestinians, to the Jordanians, to the Egyptians and Lebanese isn't really that big. I think the Jordanians are the number that's been talked about to be placed or given to the Jordanians, we're talking about $7.5 billion. That's really not that big of a number, especially that it's not going to be given to the Jordanians in the shape of cash. It's probably going to be in terms of aid and maybe other projects. So, the Palestinians are counting on these leaked information to say that this is not going to succeed and that the Arab nations are not going to sign on it, especially Jordan and Egypt. Keep in mind, other Arab nations also, Charles, did not attend: Kuwait, Oman, among those who will not be sending any delegations here, also giving an impression that maybe this conference is not being received very optimistically around the region. There is also, pressure coming from the streets of these countries.
Given all of the ambiguities associated with the U.S. plan, and taking into account all of the past failures by successive U.S. presidents, essentially beginning, let's say, with Bill Clinton's administration, why would anyone think that the Trump peace plan with the U.S. president in particular having been much more severe with the Palestinians than American leaders in the past. Why would anyone think that this time would be different?
To be honest with you, Charles, I'm not sure that there are a lot of people who think that this plan will succeed or be any different than other plans in terms of where it will end. Expectations for success are low. The Trump team concedes that, I believe, the economic plan, which is, by the way, dubbed here as peace to prosperity, will, you know, only be implemented if a political solution to this conflict is achieved. Now, the Palestinians say, among also the Arabs, by the way, the Saudis have been on the record in the last few days saying that there has to be a political resolution to the Palestinian-Israeli conflict first before anything else, and that they will not go forward with any agreements or understandings if the Palestinians don't sign on it. So that's an encouraging sign for the Palestinian. But none of the major issues will be talked about here. They're not going to be talking about Jerusalem. They're not going to be talking about refugees. They're not going to be talking about security and borders. If none of these things are going to be talked about, what good is starting any projects in the Palestinian territories? Some say maybe a different and fresh approach is needed, and that's why President Trump is taking this path to approaching this conflict. But again, this whole approach has not been received well by the Palestinians. Of course, the Israelis are welcoming it. In fact, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday, as he toured the Golan Heights with National Security Advisor John Bolton, he said that he was surprised, or he didn't understand the Palestinian position. But again, if the Palestinians are not going to take in the money that will be raised here, and they will not allow any of the projects to take place, then I'm not sure how successful this conference is going to be. We'll find out after tomorrow.
Mohammed Al-Qassem, Middle East Bureau Chief of the Media Line, speaking to us from Manama, Bahrain. Thank you very, very much for joining us. I look forward to continuous updates while you're there. I'm Charles Biblezer.